Station 7, Faces and Stories, Part 2. In this section of the exhibition, we look at the life stories of those who were deported from places other than the abattoir. About 2,000 people were deported in other transports. One transport to Sobibor extermination camp on June 15, 1942, was put together in several administrative regions. 142 people from the Dusseldorf region had to join the train at the main railway station. Smaller transports followed to Theresienstadt ghetto and concentration camp. Others again, such as the meat trader Ugo Einemann, were deported straight from prison. He was arrested on a warrant after being accused by a Nazi of trying to export part of his wealth abroad in order to start a new life there. The majority of Jews in the area had, however, already left by the time the deportation started in October 1941. Emigration was a topic discussed in every Jewish family after 1933, and yet emigration was often fraught with difficulty and came with high hurdles, quite apart from loss of home, work, friends and family. Jewish emigrants were mostly unwelcome. Many emigrated to neighbouring countries such as Belgium, Luxembourg, France or the Netherlands. Whoever had the possibility and the means abandoned Europe completely and emigrated to Palestine, the USA, Latin America or even Australia. We tell their stories here too. Some are particularly tragic. For example, the story of little Leni Falk. Can you find her photo? After the November pogrom, many families at least tried to get their children to safety. A few were able to avail themselves of the well-known Kindertransport and get their children to England. Anna and Walter Falk from Goch decided to send their daughter Leni to relatives in the Netherlands. But after Germany had invaded and occupied its neighbour in 1940, Jews there were also systematically pursued, arrested, and, from 1942, deported to the East. That is what happened to Leni and her relatives. They were deported to Sobibor extermination camp in Poland and murdered. Leni was only 9 years old. Her parents survived deportation to Riga ghetto. It was impossible to know what was the right decision. It was often a matter of luck. When the deportation of Jewish Germans began in 1941, Germany, in fact the whole of Europe, had become a mousetrap. Escape was almost impossible. Even so, there were a few who chose to evade deportation and went into hiding. In doing so, they were desperately dependent on one thing, assistance. We can introduce you to such biographies also. For example, Mariana Strauss. She was able to escape at the last minute when the Gestapo agents were already in the house to arrest her family. She was rescued thanks to a number of friends as well as people who remained anonymous. Unlike her fiancé Ernst Krombach, who disappeared without trace in 1942 in Izbica ghetto. Very few succeeded in surviving life in hiding. It was impossible without non-Jewish helpers. A few, like Hulda and Otto Pankok, were recognized by Yad Vashem, the Israeli Remembrance Site, as righteous among the nations.